Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
Tony, how you doing, dude? It's been a while. I haven't seen you in for freaking forever, man.
Yeah.
What have you been up to, dude?
Ooh, you know. Just wheeling and dealing.
Wheeling and dealing. Stretching a lot?
No.
You should.
My muscles are tight and
taut.
Too short.
What do you mean?
You just stretch them out.
Yeah, that's true. No, stretching's good for you, man.
Helps. I don't do much.
I'm going to start stretching. I bought a exercise bike that I have yet to put together. That's nice.
Stretch your building muscles.
Yeah, no, I think I'm going to try to build it today. After this recording.
Yeah?
Not going to use it today.
That'll be your exercise for today.
Yeah, I'll probably put a little sweat out.
Yeah.
I might drip a couple.
I think that it's going to really serve you well.
Yeah, let's hope. Because most workout equipment that people buy, it's like this collects dust and takes up room.
Yeah, it's a laundry holder.
Yeah, exactly. So hopefully it's not that.
Because
your boy is getting fat. So
you also have a total gym.
Well, that's the thing. I'm going to do cardio with the bike and then muscle training with the Total Gym, me and fucking Chuck Norris.
Wow.
Going to be fucking ripping our beards.
What are you going to do with all those?
Getting shred. That's what we can do is get shred, dude.
Yeah.
Get cut.
I mean, I'm just getting fucking fat and sassy.
You are fat and sassy, and I like it.
Yeah.
And that's what
I'm too happy. You know,
I'm not sad enough to have to work out.
I don't even want to build stuff or go outside a lot. I just want to hang out with the dog and the cat and Courtney. And
how is little Paul doing?
Oh, dude. He's so stupid.
Little baby boy.
He's so cute.
Yeah.
But his fat ass hinges his claws to the chair to get up on it.
Your new chairs?
Yeah.
Yeah. When I moved out, anymore. Tony bought a fucking 3-piece set of chairs. He's like, yeah, it's all leather.
Mm-hmm.
Is it leather?
Nah, it's pleather.
Pleather.
Synthetic leather.
That's why it was $1,400 cheaper.
Yeah, it was way cheaper than fucking really nice leather. But his fucking 15-pound ass is I want to get up on the chair. I'm going to put my
Was claw- he 15? I thought he was more than that.
Probably more now.
Yeah. Are you still delegating his food intake?
Yeah. He eats it, sometimes throws it up.
Still?
Yeah. Even though I got him on that sensitive diet food, he's just such a fucking fast eater. I put a ball in the bowl so he has to move around it with his giant mouth.
So you got him one of the trainer bowls?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to do that with Norm because literally he would do the same. We got ones with spikes.
No, I made a trainer bowl.
Oh, okay.
I just put a ball in it.
We got ones with spikes at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
So if he ate too fast, he'd start cutting himself. Just bloody food. That's what we had.
Yeah, just gushed blood into his food.
No, he finally, I think it's because he was a puppy with four other dogs.
Yeah.
Four other brothers and sisters and a mom and dad. So when they would dump a food into a giant bowl, you had to eat as much as possible, as fast as possible.
Now he chills out.
A little bit.
Well, Paul's been fucking, well fed and indoor and comfy and on time fed for years now. And yet he still attacks it It's the last one he might see for a couple weeks.
Still hobble run at it?
Yeah.
When he started going for it?
He tries to go up on the fucking chair with a little fat ass on the front side, but we put now some holiday blankets on it. He looked at it how am I supposed to get grip on these, you fucking assholes?
Yeah, this is going to slide right out from under me.
Now his fucking sloppy ass tries to get up the side of the fucking
Did you put him stairs?
No, for the couch.
Oh, this is for the recliner.
Yeah. Now he tries to get up the armchair side, and he's way too fat to make that jump, so he's just hanging by his claws. And so I'm like, yo, fat ass, you're an incel. Stop it.
What's an incel?
Someone who's someone who's celibate.
Oh, okay.
Involuntarily celibate.
That's right, okay.
Yeah.
That's what they call school shooters and shit. mass shooters.
This incel, Jonathan Matthew Perkins.
Super white, ugly guy. Killed a lot of people because he could not blow a load with any other
Joker
human.
Green hair. His tactical vest.
That he got on Amazon for $74.
He tries to do that, and I catch him, and I grab him, and I keep him by his fucking front legs, and walk him over to the front, and put his paws on it, and then push him up. He's like, "Oh, I guess I could."
And that, does he now?
We'll see.
So I saw that you have Christmas lights hanging up already.
Sure do.
It is November 23rd.
Mm-hmm. I don't have control over this.
I mean,
the tree's up. The ornaments are on.
The tree is up?
It's decorated to the nine. There's a wreath on the front door, bruh.
I can't. Yeah, you're the green light.
There's
hinders.
A Santa on the back door.
I can't
like
see your back door.
Like a screen thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
She loves Christmas.
Totally. And I'm indifferent, so.
Yeah, Josie and I plan on doing it Black Friday after Thanksgiving. I was like, when do you want to set up the tree? Like, soon. Yeah. She was like, well, definitely not before Thanksgiving.
I mean, it was a week before you plan on it, so it's not crazy.
Almost 2 weeks.
But she's got a lot of ornaments and stuff.
A lot of Christmas shit. Now, do you have, like, little stuff, like, throughout the whole house?
Oh, whole house.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
It's like Christmas
Took
town?
Took down other knickknacks and put up Christmas knacks.
Ah, I feel it. Christmas is an awesome time. Like, I think it's, like, a nostalgia thing, usually. Like, yeah. If you have good memories as a child with Christmas, then usually you like to kind of celebrate to the night. Or if your family was like that. My one friend had those tables set up with, like, towns made.
Yeah.
Every year they would put this shit up. Not even nativities, like train sets and fucking, like, little Christmas towns.
Oh,
and
yeah, Dee has those. They're like ice-capped little
exactly.
buildings with
yeah.
lights.
And
yeah.
she's like, and if you put powdered sugar and shake it over it, I'm yeah, like, who yeah. the fuck
Fake
would do
snow.
That? Yeah. Jesus Christ, that
There's
sounds
There's a awesome. Candy cane.
Have you seen any cool trailers or done it? What's new in your life other than Christmas before Thanksgiving?
Nothing. Just chilling, you know. I might buy a video game. It's Black Friday sale for PS4.
What are you going to get?
I might get fucking World War Z because it's marked down to like $16 from like 40.
The Brad Pitt movie?
It's a game
oh.
based off of the novels.
Oh.
It's a fucking... Have you ever played Left 4 Dead?
Yeah, couldn't get into it.
That's
I'm not
what
a
it's like.
Huge zombie fan in
yeah,
general. So
it's
like a
super
game
fast zombie shooting.
Based on zombies, I'm like, meh, not for
yeah.
me.
You wouldn't like World War Z.
I don't think
That's
so.
That's all it is.
Well, not only that. I mean, it's like, oh, cool. It's the ant pile hill.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
we're done.
And you, like, grenade the bottom of it.
Credits.
Knocks out all their fucking, their structure.
No, I like how you already have it strategically planned.
Nah, I might not get it.
Have you been seeing all this stuff about, like, release the Snyder Cut? Ben Affleck tweeted, release the Snyder Cut. Like, it start, have you heard
I don't
of
even know what those words are.
Snyder Cut?
Release the Ben Affleck Snyder Cut?
No, Ben Affleck tweeted, release the Snyder Cut.
Release it. Like he's saying,
the
like,
Snyder
hey.
Cut is the Justice League version before Joss Whedon came in and redid some of it.
Do you think he's clinging to a past that no,
no
one cares about?
There's straight up just Twitter accounts based that are just called release the
but,
Snyder
I mean, there's
Cut.
Still like Twitter accounts begging for like, you know, a new everything.
Alias
a
2.
New, yeah, a new everything like or a remake everything or a.
Well, the Snyder Cut's like huge because a lot of people were like, hey. Like, we all liked, most of us liked Man of Steel, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And then Batman v Superman came out. And that movie kind of found an audience after the fact. Like, it was kind of renownedly hated critically and audience-wise. And
yeah.
then later on, people were like, you know what? When you look at it for what it is and what he was trying to do, he was making something. And maybe we were just too like, oh, this first act wasn't what I wanted it to be, but it had to be that to get to the second act.
Yeah.
Then the second act was like DC being like, holy shit, they hate you. So goodbye. Joss Whedon, who everyone loves because Avengers, fucking avenge this shit up.
Can't avenge it.
And they tried. And it, then you had like two weird stylings of a movie that were completely different mashed into one just so like Warner Bros. Was like, please give us your dollars.
Remember Aquaman surfed a building.
Yeah. Whipped his hair back
yeah,
and
shit.
Yeah,
and he's like, that was tight.
Yeah, fucking give me a fucking King's Brew.
Yeah.
I mean, like, don't get me wrong, like, the Lasso Truth scene, that was funny. I don't want to die, I'm too young. Like, that was neat. That's obviously a Whedon part and stuff. But there's a lot of shit taken out of, like, there was a Green Lantern supposed to be in it. There was, like, you see Darkseid for the first time because the whole thing was building up to
yeah.
Darkseid. That was going to be Justice League 2. So they're trying to get him to release the Snyder Cut, which is going to be like an unfinished version of the movie. They're not going to put money into the CGI, obviously. So
yeah.
it's going to be like stand-in
yeah.
shit, you know?
Yeah, a little fucking
I'm interested
green
in it,
card.
But in all honesty, I'd almost rather than be like, hey, like, can someone just draw this as like a 12-issue comic?
Yeah.
I would read that. Someone, I don't need to see like a half-done movie, I guess.
It's not good, fun to watch movies like that.
Yeah. I remember when, was it the Wolverine? The one with fucking Leif Schreiber as fucking
Sabretooth.
I saw that like a month and a half before it came out because it leaked.
Yeah.
And like none of the CGI was done and it looked fucking awful.
Well, even like watching behind the scenes of like how they shoot that kind of shit. It's so dull comparatively to the
And it's neat because
effect.
You have a commentary with it, and you're like, oh, this is cool how they do it. When you're watching it as a movie, you're like, wow, this looks like dog
yeah.
shit. I don't care.
Or there's no sound, no ADR.
That happens like a lot too.
Shit. Yeah, yeah, like, just, oh, it's dead silent.
Or
perfect.
They're like on like a plane, and all you hear is a fan. I'm like, they have a fan stand in for wind? Like, what the?
And
fuck?
They were gonna cut that later, but all I get is that.
Yeah, this is weird.
Well, what was I gonna say? Oh, I heard Google Stadia is a total fucking trash fire.
So did I, and they're blaming like people's internet.
I guess if I don't have a fucking T1 line.
No, it doesn't even matter because like they give the specifications of what you need. This guy, Paul Tassi, writes for Forbes. He's like the game reviewer and TV show and media, basically. He got the Google Stadia. Yeah. He tried a few games. He was like, I'm not going to lie, like Uncharted, I fell off a lot of cliffs because it glitched. he was like, Mortal Kombat, all the cutscenes were like a second off in audio. Destiny, he was like, I was losing Gambit matches to like...
anyone.
To red bar enemies. Like, yeah. Like he's like, you just get wrecked. And he's like, and I've even contacted Google and told them, and they said, well, maybe your internet isn't running as well because we're clocking it at this. He's like, okay, then why does my PC and PlayStation clock at this?
Yeah.
Like, something's wrong with your product, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not even sure how that's going to go. Is it, like, out?
I'm not sure. All I heard is just that there were reviews that it was the clunkiest, like, saddest...
I think they tried to push it too soon, probably for holiday season.
It's like the fact that Dreamcast used to have multiplayer online. Like, why? Who's dialing up for that fight?
Oh, I can't wait to play Soul Calibur in about 40 minutes.
It's going
to
be dope as fuck, bros. Get the Doritos.
Once this loads.
I'm going to take a shower.
Yeah, can you grab me a live wire?
Mom, fuck off! Yeah.
Did you hit my pizza rolls done? I think that, like... Google Stadia is a really awesome idea.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be good until, like, internet's just wild fast.
Yeah. Till, like,
These games are too massive to stream the game. I even hear that, like, PlayStation, how you stream their shit, like, it doesn't work well either.
Well,
I know you can download the version of the game and it goes, like, it's still on your console, but if you don't pay for it, you can't access it, I guess. But if you actually just stream it, like, oh, I want to play this, like, it's clunky as fuck. There's no like buffering mode.
Yeah,
I would almost rather just be like, hey, like, I want to play this game. Okay, well then, like, we'll download a certain amount of it and then you can play the rest. Because I mean, like, Destiny's like that.
Yeah,
like, it still has to load all the shit.
It is.
I can't wait for fucking solid state hard drives.
It's just,
and game consoles, that's gonna be so tight,
so fast.
How'd you feel? Oh, we bought Fallen Order.
Yeah,
you've been playing that a lot.
Yeah, I got four planets.
Nice. I haven't even gotten that. Wait, maybe I did. Maybe I do have four. I'm not sure.
I went
to
Dathomir, and then I went to the one with the Elders.
I don't think I've been to the one with the Elders.
I've been to three planets.
Okay, I've only been to two. Yeah, because last night my gameplay got botched, and then Thursday night I had a hockey game, which was awesome. Monsters 1, go Cleave.
Yeah.
Anyways, how do you feel about the loading aspect of that game?
It's a long one.
Dude, fucking crazy. Like, when you die and you're loading the same level you were just playing, it legit takes, like, over 30 seconds to load.
If I die by an enemy and respawn, I'm like, god damn, here we go.
Yeah,
so slow.
So did you find that fucking lizard at the in the first level?
Yeah,
through the cave,
the three eye one.
No, does he have three eyes? He like shoots his tongue out at you and shit. Yeah. I didn't notice the three eyes.
I sliced him in half.
So when you were playing it, how long did it take you to get through that boss?
I dodged him and did the whole level and got then went to Dathomir and got a double lightsaber, then went back there and cut his dick off.
Oh, okay. So I spent the whole first hour of game time
I know.
Trying to fight that piece of shit.
Instead of that, I was like, oh, I read that you can get the double lightsaber early if you just go to Dathomir before the planet they want you to.
I didn't even know you could get the double lightsaber yet.
Yeah.
I didn't
just
have
fight
that.
Through it. Just, it was tougher. Like, Dathomir is supposed to be your third visit, I think.
Yeah.
I made it my second.
Yeah, I just picked, like, whatever planet came up first. Like, I unlocked two at the end of the first planet.
Yeah.
And then I just went to whatever one that was first.
Is it the green luscious looking one?
I think so,
yeah. That's the one that's got a ton of shit.
Okay.
Dathomir is a little more hardcore. It's like red. It's like a red planet.
Fair enough.
But there's totally, like, you just... You know how you have, like, benches where you do work?
Mm-hmm.
He just walks to a certain bench, and he goes, oh, no, it's double. I'm like, it's no different than a bench on the other planet.
So Darth Maul style?
Yeah. Like, and you switch between them. Like,
oh,
you
that's
pick
neat.
Single or double.
And the gameplay is really, like, I was telling Tony this before. It feels like they wanted to do four different types of gameplay. And they kind of never mastered any of them.
Yeah.
It's just like a jack of all trades, master of none.
I'm already annoyed by platforming. Because it's clunkier clunky. Than like Uncharted.
Way. Or and Tomb Raider. And yeah. Even Tomb Raider's a little clunky.
It just, I was like, there's ice slides.
Yes.
And mud slides. And then jump to rope.
Mm-hmm.
That shouldn't be that fucking complex.
And not only that, like, it's not about timing either. It's legit about, like, oh, you overshot, like, the fucking turn. And it's like, yeah. Well, the turn was dog shit. And these controls are kind of
I was like, why won't you just auto-center him to get to the rope? Like, it's not a challenge for me to do it, really. It's just a stupid thing
and
to
then
have
you die.
To
and then, oh, here's the load screen. Yeah. Like, it's more annoying in the fact of, like, I don't mind, like the dying of it or like you didn't like do it perfectly type deal, because that's fine by me, but the clunkiness and that being the cause of it doesn't feel like very fluid.
I'm still not mad at the puzzles. That's good.
The puzzles are fun, yeah, and they're unique. The one planet that I was on, you had to get a bunch of giant balls.
That's what I just finished.
Okay, right on. And that was like really cool. And it was like, do you want a hint? I'm like, fuck no, I can do. I'm a Jedi.
Yeah, I was
God
like,
damn
there's
it.
One more here. Let me follow the trail.
Yeah.
Oh
there he is. Force push.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I had a blast doing that. Like, the puzzles feel very reminiscent of, like, a Tomb Raider God of War. The fight style, I've never played a type of game like this where, like, the block parry is, like, the thing you have to do.
Yeah.
I'm real dodgy in games. Like, I just don't like to get hit. I don't like to almost get hit but block and then stun and then hit him because I'm, like, scared.
Dude, tracking, like, blaster fire from afar when you're fighting two dudes with swords. Oh.
Have you died a lot?
Yeah, probably like 10 times.
I've died way more than that, and I've played less than you.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I'm very one with the force.
I'm saying like your health runs out and then you restart.
Now, died versus falling off the cliff, do the quick restart versus respawn.
Oh, okay, right on. So, yeah.
Yeah, like probably 25, 30 times of like the silly dying.
Okay, yeah.
Like falling off the ice cliff.
But like enemy-wise, there are some times I'm like, God, that was annoying. Like yeah. I just got killed by
Getting killed by an enemy.
Giant billy goat piece of shit.
And having to go reclaim your points.
Yep.
Versus the crusher crushed
me. So that's another thing. So yeah, it's like Sekiro, in a sense of that, like you have to go back and fight your enemy to regain your XP, mm-hmm. and it'll like I think boost your health. It caps like everything out basically for you, which is a neat thing. I get it. Yeah. It's cool. The storyline so far, I'm not far into it enough to really understand what's happening.
The one girl's eyes bulge so much,
dude, and they don't like sit correctly in the skull.
She's an actress, like, yeah, I know. Just like Ian is, but. That is
she
so dramatic.
She doesn't look like that.
No,
in
I know
real
who
life.
She is. It's they were like a little bigger, little bigger.
Do you remember the
pull
chick
out?
Do you remember the chick from Guinness Book of World Records that could pop her eyeballs
gross
out?
Eyes,
that's
yeah.
how it. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I think that's her name, Gross Eyes.
Yeah, Gross Eyes Pop Girl.
Yeah,
it was gross. It's very strange. I'm like, I can't take her too seriously.
Do you think that the pilot, the forearm dude,
he's fun?
So do you think he's like supposed to be the same species as the one in Solo that Jon Favreau played?
Oh, I don't know.
I kind of thought that, like, it looked like they kind of brought
with
that same exact, yeah. Made him look a little different, but that's kind of same.
Like his cousin.
Yeah, something. Yeah, they know each other.
Yeah.
They were friends.
When does Mandalorian come out every week? What day? Do you know?
Oh, no, I don't. I can look it up for you, though.
Is there a third episode yet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, is it Sunday? God damn.
It might be Monday. I'm not sure. I'm looking it up now. But, yeah, news-wise, I don't think I've like seen any cool trailers or anything. You
No,
found out that fucking JJ Abrams was like, hey, let's bring it back, Palpatine. That's cool.
Yeah, I really
like that was his idea. That's what I obviously everyone knows he's coming back, but that was JJ's idea to bring him back.
Yeah, good idea.
Good one, Jay.
Good job, I mean, Jay. I spent like 8 days beating Death Stranding, and then that's
talk
been
about
the
that.
Biggest part of my time off.
It looks like Fridays.
Oh, okay. I just didn't know what their little schedule is. I also think it's so fucking like bitch made to release it as if it's a fucking syndicated show.
Yeah, Fridays.
It's not NBC. Like, you don't have to like get us turning to your channel once a week,
but
or every night at 6 to watch fucking King of Queens.
But instead of paying for 1 month of Disney Plus, watching it and then canceling it because you either own all the movies or you don't care.
Well, I guess the cheap bums will leave no matter what.
But then you guarantee yourself at least until the next Star Wars comes out, fucking $14 a person,
or free with Verizon
for sure. Which, yeah, I found out that it does charge the account, so I got to tell old moms.
What, once the year's over?
Yeah. Verizon will be like, oh, you charge for a year, Disney.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I imagined it would be an auto, like, boop, here you go.
That's kind of shitty.
What would be the alternative? Being like, we're turning it off, make a new account.
Well, no, not even make a new account, but like reactivate your account or something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's whatever.
They want to hook you.
Either way, I'm not fucking bitching about it. I'm no, getting free Disney Plus because my mom has Verizon. So.
Free Disney Plus.
Yeah, Disney Plus.
Yeah, I beat Death Stranding. It took like 53 hours.
And he did it in a fucking one day.
Yeah, I did it in a few days. I did so much hiking. I'm so fit. I'm the strongest man on earth. I can carry 1,000 pounds on my head.
His character, everyone.
Know me. My mental resolution is so focused and like laser strong.
Yeah.
I can get through tedium like no other now.
Well, you went across the United States.
Then I did some stuff at the end there.
And then went back to the other
coast.
Then
they were like, hey, just go on back. I went, all right, hang on. Went back.
How long in real time of gameplay is it to cross the whole United States?
About 46. Oh, one way? Mm-hmm. About 44 hours, 45 hours.
So how'd you go three times and only play 52 hours?
I went across the first time because that the one where you have to do all the fucking dog shit. About 48 hours worth of that bullshit. Then shooting back, I didn't have to stop anywhere. I could just make a beeline for the fucking
All right, so
East
how
Coast.
Long is the beeline?
Hour.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, then about 3 hours of ending cutscenes.
Completely not realistic.
No, not at all. You cannot ride a motorcycle across the United States in 1 hour.
No,
nope,
you can't.
Not at all. You can't do it in 48 hours. I mean.
Straight through?
Straight?
Hang on 40, a second.
2 days. Oh, yeah. If you're looking up like the miles.
Yeah, I'm like, Google mapping this 4, shit right now.
4,000 miles.
Where did you start at?
I started right on the in D.C.
All right. Washington, D.C.
And I ended in Southern California.
Do you know the city?
It's called Edgenot City, which doesn't exist. So
okay,
San Francisco.
San Francisco, California. All right, let's see here. We are clocking in at... Sorry, this thing's acting
no,
like
you're
Google
fine.
Stadia right now.
Yeah, being a real Stadia.
1 day and 17 hours, so less than 48.
Jeez, that's walking?
hang on a second. Walking, 38 days walking.
Well, a day is an hour almost.
Three
so
days.
So accurate.
3 days to do it on a bus.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe that's a train. I'm not sure. They don't really get it.
Yeah, because I think I did.
Bike ride would be 10 days.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, for Lance Armstrong on all those fucking, like, horse pills.
Use caution. Bicycling directions may not always reflect real world conditions.
Yeah, might hit a river.
This route includes a ferry.
Wow.
I wonder where.
Mississippi?
No. Not the Mississippi.
To get across the Mississippi? The Delta?
I'm not sure where the ferry
is. Who cares?
Well, I mean,
that's a more relevant.
It's interesting,
comment.
You know?
No. No, it's not. I'm never doing it. I already did it.
It's Bear Lake. You got to cross that.
Fucking Bear Lake.
I know, right?
Can't go around that, I guess.
We got to get the ferry across Bear Lake. Can you imagine just bears just coming up out of the water?
Fucking lake bears. It was tedium. It was beautiful.
Tedium meaning tedious?
Yeah, like okay. A lot of tedious. Because it was like.
Why are you saying tedium?
Huh?
What is tedium? I've never heard that term.
Really? Oh, I mean, I'm just a scholar.
I just saw this, but you can keep talking. 10 underrated fantasy films from the 2010s, which is a weird way to say that. You have to see, and the first one is Immortal Engines.
Oh, yeah.
And I can tell you right now, you don't. Tedium, what does it mean?
The state of being tedious.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, just it's like the more you know, you know.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, no. Mortal Engines.
Sassy idiot.
I'm fat and sassy. I don't recommend it to everyone. I recommend it to people that are fans of Kojima games. Obviously fans of hiking simulators.
Which who isn't?
Who isn't nowadays? I mean, it's got so much to offer in like lore and like sci-fi world building, but like the actual thing that he has you doing is sad and desperate and like depressing.
Okay.
Because it's supposed to be.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
It's a sad world that's
set
like
the tone.
Yeah. And then when you get done, you're kind of like, oh, okay. Yep. I don't have like catharsis at the end. I'm not like, yay, I'm the best. I'm more like, the fuck.
Well, I mean,
yeah, you fucks. Like, I'm more like, fuck the human race.
We always wish that the movies end like that, and then you got a 50,
there's a choice at the end.
52-hour game that ended like that. So maybe that isn't the best way to experience that kind of ending.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there's a choice that I thought I could make at the end, which one was fuck everyone, and one was help everyone, and I was like, fuck everyone, and they're like, it's not really a choice. We're helping everyone. You've already done it. I'm like, no, I didn't. Oh, by playing it, I already was good and helped everyone.
So if I wouldn't have bought this, I could have this ending.
Could have been a fucking anarchist.
Now, do you feel like it was worth the $60 off the rip?
I mean, only because, like, it also was like, it's kind of like the way that, yeah, because it was also, like, really nice and therapeutic. It's gorgeous to behold. It's such a good soundtrack. It's like original scores, like songs by, like, churches and Low Roar and all these bands, like, wrote like 50
songs. I thought you
songs.
Meant like churches.
No, it's like C-U-R-V-C-H.
Yeah.
And so Courtney's like, oh, Traverses.
No, it's C-U-V-R-C-H.
Traverses. And I was like, whatever.
Okay.
And I was like, it's gorgeous. Like, I guess it's like, now that I have it beat, everyone is still adding to the community.
Yeah.
So it's probably really enjoyable to, like, now there's highways built. Now there's fucking, like,
oh, you can, like,
restways and points and, like,
do, like, Sim City.
Yeah, there's, like, charging ports and there's bridges and there's all kinds of crazy shit. Like, what you add to the world, if people like it when they cross over it,
it stays. Yeah.
Because
Tony was telling me it's almost like a Reddit comment. You kind of, like, bump it up.
Yeah.
And then it becomes, like, a more, correct, like, a thing that you see more often, or, like,
you'll
that
see a bridge
stays
with, like, 80,000 likes, huh, and, like, tons of banners around it that say, like, thanks, good job, like, keep going. And
that's cool.
It's really wild.
That's an interesting facet of the game that,
yeah,
doesn't really seem like anything else that's happened, that's come before it.
And you'll see little, like, things, like,
at least not that I know. I'm sure someone out there is like, oh my god, you never played blah blah blah,
you never tried that.
Well, god, Half-Life, you can fucking build bridges all you want.
Technically,
fucking idiot,
fucking Dark Souls has that element.
Yeah.
But it's mainly just putting messages on the ground.
Yeah, because you can, like, you can make,
yeah,
hey,
go
this
way.
This is totally fine. This isn't a trap.
Yep.
That's
fall
a trap
off this cliff. It's a trick.
Yeah.
To get you a bonus sword.
Oh, you died.
Yeah.
I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah. Him calling it a new genre of game called Strand is pretty stupid.
Who?
Hideo Kojima, the creator. He's like, it's a new game style. It's called Strand Game. I'm Hideo Kojima. Because it's all about the strands that link,
yeah,
all of us, you know. And I was like, son of a bitch, that's pretentious.
A little bit. A little
I love
bit.
Your sci-fi, though, bro. So
I'm
down.
If it's good, what do you give it? How many deep impacts?
I give it 7 deep impacts.
Seven?
And I give every Metal Gear Solid 10 deep impacts. So it's not as good as the other ones.
I guess we'll go with
released
Metal Gears then, mm-hmm, for our 10. Because
no,
obviously, deep impact is definitely
our
10. But
we both know deep impact.
Yeah.
So I don't want you to use a scale you don't understand.
Well, let's see. What other game have we both played that we absolutely adored?
Shadow of the Colossus.
That is a 10.
Yeah.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
Yeah.
3.
Skate 4 is coming out.
Get the fuck out.
It's called Skate or Die, which is dope.
For the new systems? Or?
Yeah. It's going to be, yeah.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah, it's like a skateboard flipped over on a bridge and it just says Skate or Die 4.
That's so
like Skate
sick.
4 on the board.
That is so sick.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Because I read, like, I watched
they were making another game, though, called, like, Skater?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
That studio pretty much got just thrown out, even though they were successful. Because it was not something that EA just wanted on their books anymore. They were like, we're just good without it. And, like, dumped that studio.
I hate EA.
It's crazy.
I hate
they were
them.
Like, no, you guys sold great. You sold 3 times more than we thought you would on the first one, and it's literally gone down only a little each time, but you're still way above what we require for sales quota. But fuck skateboards.
I hate them. Like, Battlefront fucking
sucks.
Get the
fuck out of here, yeah.
Battlefront 2 was a disappointment. Fucking, this Jedi game is okay, like,
yeah,
so far.
It's probably the most hands-off EA game. That's why it's okay.
Yeah, and like, oh, God, they're the worst.
Well, they fucked
stick
up.
Stick to fucking FIFA and fuck yourselves.
Yeah, they fucked up the Dead Space team, too. Like, that team got, like, thrown to, like, different parts of the world and then,
hate
like,
em.
Ripped in pieces.
Hate them.
Yep. Yeah, I read about that, and I was just like, oh, my God. They
who
were like,
runs that piece of shit company?
It really is. Well, now that they're, because they're publicly traded, They just are like bottom line fucking robots.
That's fine. Be bottom line. But like you just said about the skate franchise, like that was a money maker.
Like, it was almost like someone was like, I don't know what skateboarding is.
I always heard
that
like Skate 4 was never going to happen because the team that did it was like, we're done doing these games. We don't want to do them anymore.
Oh, no. If they left, it was because they were forced out.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. It's a wild. Like type in like, you know, why did they stop making Skate? YouTube videos, there's like documentaries about like that team like
so
just
fucked.
Being abandoned,
because like you get these like really awesome creators that did something super innovative to the skateboarding genre of a game, to where like, I mean, you have your Tony Hawks, X is Ollie, fucking grind for days, like fucking do fucking 1080s on the ground, and then you get Skate, the first one, and how borderline realistic it
was.
And the whole, like, the fact that, like...
Flick up, yeah.
But, and that's the thing about EA is that they've been trying to make the gameplay feel like you would feel if you were actually doing it yourself. Mm-hmm. The closest they can with you holding a controller, which Skate was perfect for that.
You don't want the Tony Hawk skateboard that you stand on?
Yeah, X and then square. Oh, God,
his actual skateboard?
No, yeah.
It looks like a Wii Fit.
I remember,
fell
like,
off.
Yeah, I saw that, and I was like, are you fucking shitting me right now?
Oh, yeah, you can do sick moves. I'm like... What fucking fat Cheeto face is going to stand on that rip shredding moves all night?
That's the one thing that's going to kill VR is that people are way too lazy to actually like want like a fucking kind of like all
kind of like
360
the,
treadmill.
Yeah, like a fucking Ready Player One treadmill run. Yeah, I do not want to jog across the United States like fucking Norman Reedus.
Dude, could you imagine if you got that 360 treadmill and just dropped it in the middle of your living room? Courtney's like, are you kidding?
I go... Listen,
we can put laundry on it.
I'm going to get so much calf muscle.
Yeah. I'm going to be all calf.
Just falling out of
the
cage.
Just buy me a fucking sleeping bag. We'll call it a sock because I'll be a calf.
No, it's not going to work. What needs to happen is fucking neural link.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, dude? Tron.
Yeah. No.
Drop into the grid.
You're talking like Matrix and Surrogate type deal.
Yeah. That's the future of
more
gaming.
More so Surrogate than Matrix, because Surrogate is just like, I'm a fat, lard piece of shit that like...
But in the game, I'm like a level 99 hero.
I'm just withering away in a dark, sweaty, gross room,
there's
shitting
so
and pissing
many good,
myself.
Like dystopian futures like that, where they're like hooked up to IVs for vitamins in real life, but in their, they live in games.
Have you ever heard of that fucking diet where people were going on the IV diet?
No.
Yeah, so like instead of actually dieting, they would just hook up an IV and get all their nutrients and then go about their day.
Dang, bro.
So not eating at all. Speaking of IVs, I was at the hospital last night with my grandma.
Yeah.
She's fine.
Good.
Dizzy spell and stuff like that. But they gave her an IV, saline. She hadn't eaten in like fucking a day and a half. And Jeez. She's like, I'm dizzy. I'm like, well, I wonder fucking why. You're 94 and you had tea, your heart pill, and 2 Tylenol.
That's going to hurt your tummy.
Yeah, like you're going to get dizzy. And she can't hear well. It was just a fucking ordeal. I was there for like 3 hours. Really just wanted to eat my thin crust Little Caesar's pizza.
Oh, wow. Classy guy.
You know. I got cheese bread and wings and a soda.
I'm glad that you're a patron.
It was for us. You know, it wasn't just me. I wasn't like come home with a large pizza of cheese
bread. Grandma, eat your cheesy breads.
Yeah. Hey. No, me and Josie, you fuck. That's why she was in the hospital.
Yeah. Okay, continue. Sorry.
So they hook her up to the IV, and we were there for a minute. They're like, all right, so we're going to get you this IV. We're going to walk you around for a little bit, see how you do, see if you're feeling dizzy. They also gave her medication for it. That was after the EKG, the CT scan. They just bleed every drop of money out of her before.
Oh, yeah.
They're like
at that age, just let it rack up.
Dude, honestly, she was like sitting there. She's like, I tell God all the time, I'm ready. I'm like, all right, Gramps.
I mean, in all honesty, like that's probably a comfort. Like it's almost over.
Yeah, she's just like, I'm good.
Yeah,
like I've watched 4 husbands die. Like I'm fine. Like
this is the end of a book.
Yeah, man, this last page is really long.
Just continue. stupid ass.
So they get her up and walk around and shit, and then they put her back down on the bed, and she's like, "I don't want to lay back down." Like I'm like, we were all here watching like Turner Classic Movies, Jeopardy, fucking like all this bullshit. That I'm like, ugh. I put on there's a new Impractical Joker show that's a game show, and they're like eating ass for 5. I was like, well, Grandma, we can't watch this. She probably didn't even hear. She's like, why not? I'm like, it's fine.
Don't worry.
And so after, yeah, after all that, they're like, all right, we're going to discharge you, get your papers ready, and get you prescription for that dizzy medicine that we gave you.
Yeah.
Non-dizzy medicine, which, oddly enough, side effect, drowsiness.
Yeah, why not?
Fuck.
Well, at least it'll put
that
you
makes
to...
no, but like, you're
once
gonna get...
you fall, you'll go to bed.
Yeah. If you make it to bed, you will fall right in and not be dizzy. I don't know, because drowsiness seems like a dizziness, too.
Yeah.
I don't really understand how the side effect is the thing
I
that it cures.
I fall going upstairs all the time before bed if I'm too sleepy.
I bet. Courtney carries you.
No, I just say, Courtney, help! And I fall.
Oh, no! So she's hooked up to the IV. I'm like, yeah, they just got to let that saline drip like go and stuff like that and make sure the medicine's working for you. Then they're going to get you out of here.
Yeah.
Hour goes by, and she's literally just sitting up with her cane like on the edge of the bed. And she's mm-hmm. short, so her legs are barely touching the ground. She's got a bad knee.
Yeah.
One leg's like swollen to all hell. Like, getting old fucking blows. Anyways.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is taking too long. Gets up. Now, mind you, the IV is hooked up to the ceiling.
Yeah.
Not one of the drag behind you boys.
Yeah.
So she gets up and starts, like, scooting along because she's got this IV juice in her, and she's all hopped up on it.
Hopped up on water.
Dude, no, but, like, she was so, like, fucking lethargic from not having food or water.
Yeah, yeah.
And saline also has, like, something to, like, help. It's
supposed- yeah, she got a power-up.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, she's, like, feeling good, and she starts to get up. I'm like, Grandma, you can't do that. And she's going for the door. I'm seeing the eye, like, the thing is, like, stretched. I'm like, this is going to rip out of her 94-year-old gator arm.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Just shred it right up to
I'm
the fucking shoulder.
94-year-old blood in my eyes. So I was like, Grandma, no. And I had to like stop her, and she's like, what? And I'm like, you're hooked up to an IV. She's like, oh yeah.
Oh, I forgot. Bites it out with her teeth, spits it on you.
Yeah.
Grandma, don't headbutt me.
Jesus. And then I have to get her in my SUV. She's like, I've done this before.
Oh,
4 minutes later, after she gets her leg into it, I'm like, Jesus.
I always think to myself, like, how hard it has to be in the winter for an old person with like old hurt bones and stuff and coldness.
Dude, she got hit by a motherfucking car. That's mm-hmm. what started this whole thing.
Yeah.
And like no one believed her. They're like, no, she's old and slipped and thought she got hit by a car. Legit got hit by a car. Didn't break a bone. Had like 8 stitches and
wow.
a concussion because she fell right on her head.
That's wild.
Head first on the ground.
Tough
but dude
head.
Was like literally like was unloading the groceries that she had just bought that day from driving to the store herself.
Yeah,
at like 93.
Yeah, already dangerous.
That shit wild.
Already fucking a hazard.
Dude, she was like, oh, if I see that lady, I'll just grab my gun.
I know you've lived through a war, but get the fuck out of my way,
dude. 1925.
Yeah.
Like, Titanic was still, like, talked about as, like, that was recent.
That was news, dude. That yeah. was news.
Yeah, news.
Not
as in
olds.
New. Yeah.
Not the old.
Yeah, the Depression hadn't even happened yet.
Oh, my God.
They were living the good life. Wild, dude.
Holy shit. So, would you convert to meal pills? Not IV fooding, but...
To like where it's just like, yeah. oh, I'll have, like, the turkey pea breakfast.
Yeah.
Breakfast.
Well, I mean, Jesus, if that's what you want for breakfast, the corn dog applesauce breakfast.
Is that high C too? Oh, nice. And a brownie.
Is
huh?
that a 12-pack of Bud Light?
Oh, that would be amazing.
Holy dog shit. People die instantly. You kill someone.
For sure. I don't know if I'd do it in pill form because I enjoy the action of eating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I think would be the hardest part about doing the IV thing.
You know what we would do instead? Chew on flavored sponges.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what happens to the sponge after you're done?
You just spit it out.
Like, throw it away, or you're like, I'll save that for later?
That's my Salisbury steak sponge.
Yeah, there's a bunch of jars full of eaten sponges.
Chewed up sponges and juice.
Oh, like, my God.
God, I miss pizza.
I just miss being able to swallow
but
anything.
I'm so full. I have all the electrolytes and enzymes I need.
There was this one like really good bass player that I used to follow, and he... He did like a non-food diet to where like it was just shakes.
Yeah. That sounds so dumb.
I mean,
my butthole would fall off.
Why?
I'd just spray.
I guess.
What would lock it up?
It's like the fucking.
Because you put fiber like powder.
Yeah, exactly. There's something to thicken the poo.
Because damn.
Thicken the poo. All right. Anyways, let's hop into movie or wiki recommendations
yeah,
and rejections.
Dude, I watched a few things.
Let's start the show, I guess.
This is fun.
All right. So, The Mandalorian, which you spoke of a little bit.
I
so
like
you,
the loose fit episodes.
I know you do. Just like your pants.
Loose to goosey, like my butthole if I go all liquid.
Yeah. The Mandalorian. You've watched the first two.
Yeah.
I've also watched the first two. What are your thoughts?
10 out of 10.
Really?
Yeah. It's
you like
awesome.
It that much?
So dope. Dude, it's so realistic.
It's tight. I like
so
it.
So violent.
I will
so
say
tight.
That like the Mandalorian acts like a real badass at times and then really gets pwned by things that shouldn't.
No, but he's very vulnerable. Like he has specialties and he has weaknesses.
Do you think that the rhino that he fights mm-hmm. in episode 2, I believe,
yeah.
is the one from Attack of the
it
Clones?
It is. Well, it's the species.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yep.
So, yeah, that was neat. I love the... We talked about this a little bit. I forgot. So, the Jawas were fucking tight in episode 2. That was
him
incredible.
Him in the cockpit, so cute.
Yeah, him in the cockpit and it being small and him all hunched over. That was neat. Do you like that you don't see his face? Because I really dig that.
I think it's dope as fuck. It's like Judge Dredd.
A lot of people have, like, a problem with that. And I'm like,
pussies.
Why?
Because they're bitch ass.
Like, why do I need to see the actor? Like, that's what he
they
would do.
They want to humanize the... main guy with themselves,
but they also like I guess like when he was forging the new piece of armor. Oh, spoilers if you yeah. haven't seen this. But when he's forging that like shoulder piece or whatever, and then he goes to the female Mandalorian, yeah. and they're both like kind of like you're playing with action figures, like oh, I want to do this and I want to do this. You know, like you can't see them speak at all.
Yeah.
So that didn't bother me either, though. I'm no. totally fine with that. Comic
was,
books, guess what? You don't see
yeah,
them fucking
I
talk.
I thought it was great. I was like, that's dope. And if I could just wear a dope ass fucking like. I don't know. I've watched a lot of stuff with masks lately. There's a ton of allegories for masks in Death Stranding.
Okay.
Like, there's whole main characters wearing masks.
Sure.
That's
a easy way to get around fucking trying to animate lips.
A lot of... Well, in the game, they were like, I wear a mask because...
We didn't have enough money.
Either my face is deformed
yeah.
from something that happened in the past, or I got hit with the rain that makes time go fast, so I look like a wrinkled old monster. But I'm really 25, so yeah. I wear a mask. So there's a lot of reasons why people wear masks. And one dude wears a mask because it sucks like the soul out of you if you put it on. It's awesome.
Oh.
But then I like these masks, too. And I was watching other stuff with masks.
Wait, are you talking about the Mandalorian masks?
Yeah.
Okay, right on.
I like the Mandalorian masks.
I loved the foundry. The founder? Is that what they would be called? Someone that runs a foundry?
What? A like blacksmith?
Like a forge? I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, like they have a foundry in their
yeah, a forger,
yeah,
blacksmith,
yeah.
I really dug the fur collar and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, it looked like Iron Banner from Destiny.
It really did. That's what it kind
like gold with fur and like
they look like the Mandalorian is very akin to like Titan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really
yeah. horns and shit. Like yeah,
but either way, the show is really fun. The whole I'm sure everyone's heard of this the Baby Yoda thing. Obviously not Yoda because this takes place 4 or 5 years after Return of the Jedi. So obviously Yoda's dead. So this is the species of Yoda, or what I think possibly mm-hmm. reincarnation of Yoda.
Which can happen. He's very strong in the Force for being 50 years old.
Yeah. Oh, man. When he fell asleep like a little beautiful angel, though.
He's so cute.
Oh, I love that. His little fucking three fingers.
I like how I was like adorbs at like when he would fall out of his little bassinet and like tries to heal him like 3 times. And he's just like... Come on, put your back in there, you little silly baby.
Yeah,
play with your binky.
The third one is, I think actually the fourth one's out too.
Oh, I'm going to have a blast then.
Maybe just the third,
Let's
I'm
wrap
not sure.
this up.
All right, fair enough. So yeah, you give 10 to Mandalorian. I think
I love it.
Right now, I
so violent too, like in like the fighting, like his chest plate gets mutilated when he gets the gored. Like
the only problems that I have with it is I feel... Like, I like that it's like episodic in the sense that like something gets done each episode. You're not just waiting for the storyline to continue, but you yeah. are in a sense. Like things happen to where you're like, oh, that felt complete.
Yeah.
As like a little story. That's cool. That is very Judge Dredgian in its way.
Yeah.
The thing that like I guess like that bothers me is that like he gets like beat up a lot by things. Like I said, like I don't think that he should.
I mean, I also think that you don't really like what have you seen a Mandalorian do? You've seen a Mandalorian get killed on a fucking Jabba ship pretty easily.
Yeah, the Scarlet Pit.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, that was a pretty easy attack
yeah.
on that dude who's supposed to be the most elite bounty hunter. Slash, you also see one get his head cut off by a Jedi pretty yeah, quickly.
But what I'm saying, well, he also fought a Jedi and escaped.
He did, and he did a flying thing
yeah.
with the cape and
Django
burnt the cape.
Is pretty tight.
But
I kind
of
wonder
none
how
of the stuff Django did seems like it's like more than the Mandalorian's doing, but he has jetpacks.
That's true.
That's the only difference. And it's so dope when he was like, weapons are part of my religion. I was like, God damn, I just got a boner.
A tactical boner. There
tactical
it is.
Boner
when
right
he pulled
there.
Out the knife from his boot and was just like, this is my last ditch effort.
I'm going to maul you with it.
Yeah. And then he stabbed the giant rhino through its, like, you know, fucking 9-inch hide.
Yeah.
Josie was like
through its, like, temple.
Yeah. Josie was like, well, that was.
I was kind of thrown off. I'm like, he's held up. Oh, he drops. And then. He must have gone right to the cerebellum.
Yeah, he knew some really, really weak point.
Like, in his ear. Because, like, yeah, the blade is like, I don't know, 1/15th of the width of his skull.
I mean, literally, like, it's like the palm of your hand sideways. Yeah.
And, like, the thing's head is as big as a kitchen table.
If not bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I give it, like, a 9, 9.5 as of now. Yeah. But I'm excited to see how the series goes because it does lead in, like, up to the release of the new Star Wars. So I'm kind of wondering if Yoda will be in the new Star Wars, and that's what, like, they're kind of, like, pushing. This Yoda that was trained by a Mandalorian.
Mm.
Yeah.
Learning assassin hunter ways.
But also has a cute heart that loves people.
And powerful force juice.
Yeah, he has a lot of midichlorians.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what did you see?
I also watched all the new episodes of Silicon Valley that are available.
Oh, nice.
That show is so fucking hilarious.
Last season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, Mike Judge is just so fucking funny. Like, everything he does, I enjoy.
Idiocracy.
But, like, that's Mike Judge?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't like it. No, but
let me make sure
I'm
about
thinking
that.
About Office Space and fucking Extract.
Okay, you
his
do
two,
love Extract.
Yeah,
dude.
His two big movies.
Well, Beavis and Butthead.
And, yeah, dude, Beavis and Butthead were the shit when it came out.
I was never a fan.
I thought it was hilarious, and I didn't understand it because I didn't know the music.
Fair.
So, but I was always like,
King of the Hill.
Yeah, King of the Hill was funny when it came out. Like, not as, like, I guess, I don't know where. It's hard to, like, say, like, it's funnier than this other show.
I got you.
But damn, dude. Mike Judge is fucking hilarious at Silicon Valley.
Director of Idiocracy.
Fuck me, that movie sucks.
I like money.
It's got a funny, I guess, a poignant.
I like money.
It's got a point to
a
it.
A lot,
but,
dude, you either love or hate that movie. People are like fucking culty about that movie. I'm not a huge fan of it either. Office Space is, hands down, like,
oh my God,
one of the best comedies that
so
I've ever seen.
So fucking funny.
It's so good. It's so smart.
Yeah.
Like, what would you do with $1 million, Rick?
Two girls at once,
yeah,
same time.
Two girls at the same time. He's like, I would do nothing. Like, that is a tight thing to think. And not only that, like, I don't know if he wrote it, but still, like, a guy that's very successful and stuff like that, like, for that to come from his mind is kind of unique.
It's, I don't know, man. I love every character on the show.
And I will say that fucking Silicon Valley is very, what I've seen of the, I think I watched the first two seasons and I kind of fell off. I liked it, but not enough to be like, oh, I cannot wait till this comes back. There's so much shit to watch. And comedies, especially shows, are kind of hard for me to keep going with.
Yeah.
I've never even watched the rest of Arrested Development. I've stopped at three.
Yeah.
Like, just
I
watched
like
that first
comedy
episode.
Shows because they're so easy to digest. I'll just pump them out. Because I'll watch, like,
how long
fucking,
is Silicon
like,
Valley? 30?
Yeah, 30 minutes.
Okay. I might,
like,
actually,
I'll pump fucking, like, Goldberg's. I could watch, like, a ton of it. Or Schitt's Creek. Like,
so, like, Goldberg's and shit like that, like, to where it's not, you don't have to pay attention at all.
That's completely disposable. This is, you do have to at least listen to the fucking context.
Because there's no, like, fuck. Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, to get the joke, sure. But I'm saying, like, there's no
it's a
ongoing
running thing, versus
like, Goldberg's
are one off.
Yeah, exactly. This is
just
a story.
Oh, it's a birthday party episode. Yeah.
And I mean, like, the fucking older brother in Goldberg's is, like,
oh
my,
my
fucking favorite. Barry?
Barry.
Oh, he's so good.
Dude, Barry and Erica in college are, like, the fucking best. Like, because then they get their own arc.
Oh, that's
like,
awesome.
And her boyfriend's there, who's, like, part of his JTP crew. Like, so it's, like, a perfect extra fucking
Josie
area.
Was watching, like, the fuck out of Goldberg's right when we got Hulu and stuff. So I would come in on, like, episodes. Because when it first came out, I watched the first two seasons, like, live.
We talked about how fucking creepy the kid looks.
Dude, he's
once
weird,
he grew up.
Yeah.
First season, he's the perfect little kid.
Adorable.
My God, he turned into a little mutant.
Ma'am!
With his hairy arms and his giant head.
I watched this show called Battle of the Fittest Couples.
Oh.
It's on Paramount Network.
Yeah, you guys are getting into that now. You're going to be starting to do burpees and chin-ups?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just did a burpee.
Are you guys going to have a lot of like work on traps or lats or slats or blats?
I'm definitely going to work on my blats. Got to get that sick bladder. Everybody loves them. They're in right now.
Bladder pack.
So Battle of the Fittest Couple. No, it's just like a challenge show they do. Like,
I know, yeah.
Cool physical challenges.
I already know everything about it.
I'm not going to lie, though. Not that
Whoa,
great.
Whoa, not as good as the Road Rules Super Challenge.
The MTV Challenge, dude, I am so fucking invested in. It's crazy. Like, I love that show.
I know.
I like the people on it. Like, well, no, I hate a lot of the people on
it. I don't hate you for it, dude.
But I like some of the people on it. Like, CT still being on it.
I got guilty pleasures, too. Yes.
Dude, the big dog, and now he's like dad fat. Like, and he's like, yeah, I took off my shirt for this one, and I didn't want to, but there you go, world. That's all me. And, like, he's got, like, a gut. Like, the dude is gigantic now.
Yeah.
But it's just neat to watch all the story arcs of these people and shit like that. And they're all shithead fucking pieces of shit, piles of garbage.
Let's watch some train wreck. Yeah.
But I will say, TJ, the host, he was the old biker dude, the BMX rider.
Okay.
TJ.
Dillashaw?
Lad.
I'm just kidding. He's a fighter.
Right on. He used to be a professional BMXer, and I think he like broke his spine and they had to fuse it, so he like can't turn his head correctly.
Wow.
And he can't bike. So he hosts this, and dude, it's so sick. Like, when they fail challenges, he'll be like, yeah, that was like the worst thing I've ever seen. Like, you guys are pussies. Like, he's like our crew that tests these, he's like, did this in 5 minutes. He's like, you guys took an hour. He's like, what are you doing?
Why am I even
when
here?
When they throw challenges just like for like
to get like power or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. Another team. He's like, so you guys are just going to do that? Really?
Wow. You just.
All right.
It's very tactical.
Yeah. No. He's like, I hope you know what you're doing because you're about to send in your strongest player like a bunch of idiots. So good luck, I guess.
It's good that he's
I guess we don't want $1 million.
He's the everyday man.
Yeah, he is. He's good. But yeah, Battle of the Fittest Couples, it's like definitely reality TV, easily fucking just like taken in and stuff like that. And I give it like 5.
Cool.
What else do you see?
I saw Tron Uprising.
Nice.
About 9 episodes.
Wow.
I love it.
Legacy on there?
Yeah.
Sick.
You know what's
Original?
Weird? Yeah.
Cool.
I tried to watch Tomorrowland because I have Disney Plus. September 2021 is the expected date that Disney will get the rights back to stream their movie Tomorrowland. Based on their ride that they made and put into theaters. It's the same way. There's multitudes of these, bro. To where there's a conflicting conflict of some sort of contract, maybe to another streaming service or...
I like how you said conflicting conflict.
I know. I meant to say, like, conflicting contract conflict, you know? Don't...
Well, I triple C's on that one.
Feel like I took triple C's. Yeah. Listen.
Tripping my balls off. Good.
It's their own movie.
Yeah. No, I understand what you're saying.
2 years.
Toy Story 4 isn't hitting until like 2021.
The fuck's the point?
No, sorry, 2020. I think Lion King, same
diff. The Marvel movies are still waiting to get out of their other streaming contract.
They're all on there.
Not every Marvel movie.
Name one.
Spawn.
Okay.
Where is it?
Didn't know you meant that.
Looked it up.
My bad.
Ain't there.
You know what? And that's also not Marvel.
My bad.
That's Image.
But wasn't it produced by Marvel?
No.
Blade. Didn't see it.
Okay.
Where's my Blade?
You just got your black comic book guys mixed right up.
One's on fire. One's just a vampire.
I'm pretty sure I didn't see Al Simmons on there. I'm like, well, you wouldn't. Not owned by that company.
Classic.
Didn't you call like Al Simmons crispy, like crispy guy or some shit like that? Because I was like, do you even know the name? You were talking shit on Spawn.
Yeah.
Because you're
in
like,
the
it's dog. Yeah, you're like, it's dog shit. Because you listen to a podcast that was shitting on it.
No.
And I was like, do you even know his name? And you're like, yeah, Crispy McFucking
his
Fireboy.
Name is not Al Simmons.
Yeah.
Who played Spawn?
No, the character's name.
Oh, the guy who is Spawn.
Yes.
Who was a guy, now he's Spawn. I thought you meant the actor that played him. I'm like, bro.
No.
That's not.
Definitely not.
Who he is.
No, you're correct.
Al, what a stupid name. Go with a stupid movie.
I fucking know his name, bro.
Violator's great.
The Violator. All right, what else you see?
What'd you see? I just said something.
Tomorrowland?
Yeah, no.
You didn't watch it.
I said that I watched Tron Uprising.
Okay, right on.
And it's a fucking 10 out of 10 perfect.
Yeah, you got
Elijah
fucking,
Wood,
Elijah
dude.
Wood, your boy. Toy Story 1, 2, 3, and 4. Watched
Jesus
all of them.
Jesus Christ.
1.
What was that, a dare?
Do you not like the Toy Stories?
I know I love the first two. The third one's real sad.
Dude.
And then the fourth one.
Did you see the fourth one?
I haven't seen it yet.
The fourth one is well worth a watch.
Yeah, I know.
Sure.
I heard.
It's very good. They do that. And dude, my fucking God, that movie looks incredible, especially watching the first, second, third, and then fourth.
Does plastic really look like plastic?
Dude, it was raining, and I was like, I think it's raining.
I think they just poured water on the CGI.
Inside here right now. This is crazy. It's really good. It's really, really, really good. The whole franchise, I give a 10. It's a good fucking... That's a solid hit-for-hit franchise.
Yeah, no, those are...
There's like not like anything tier. There's nothing that I can really point at to where I'm like, lame.
I wish they would have made three more Small Soldiers.
Dude... I loved Small Soldiers.
I love Small Soldiers.
Oh, my God. Chip Hazard here.
Reporting for duty. The Argonauts.
The Argonauts, and I can't remember. Archer.
Archer.
Yeah.
Emissary of the Gorgonauts.
Dude, that movie rocks.
Yeah.
What was it? Tommy Lee Jones who voiced Chip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kirsten Dunst was in it.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. And some fucking nameless weird kid that has those connected eyes to their fucking no tear ducts.
Jay Moore.
Yeah, Jay Moore. Yeah,
he was like the fucking exec.
The Never Nude.
Yeah, yeah. Tobias.
Tobias, yeah, which is not his name.
David Cross.
There it is.
We get there. Together, we're a smart person.
Teamwork makes the dream work, son.
I also watched I Heart Huckabees.
Nice.
Or as I like to call it, I Heart Fuckabees.
You not like it anymore?
No, no. It's one of the lines. Like, she's like yelling at them, and she's like, "What the fuck, guys? You can't fire me because I wear a bonnet." And they're like, "Yes, we can. You're not Huckabees." She's like, "It's Huckabees," and like walks away.
I Heart Huckabees was one of those movies that came out where I was like, I am not interested in seeing this. And I remember meeting you, and you were like, dude, you have to see this.
So weird.
It is good. It is good. It was definitely on the, like, it's on the same kind of comedic lines of like Igby.
Yeah.
Like it has that same type of flavor of like,
or it's Wes Anderson-y, like quirky, dry,
but not Wes Anderson-y.
No, no, it's totally its own thing.
Yeah, dude, Wes Anderson got called out for like never hiring a black person
ever.
Well, I don't know about ever, like never in like a role.
I mean, Danny Glover, that was the one I can think of right now.
What movie?
Danny Glover and Sue George. One's from Aqua. The Life Aquatic, one's from Royal Tenenbaums. He plays the guy who likes the mom.
So, yeah, like I
not
guess
a
it's,
ton.
Yeah, it's just like
he
a
mainly
lot of,
likes a lot of fucking...
A lot
like,
of whites.
he mainly enjoys a ton of, like, Adrian Brody types. And like
is Owen Wilson available again?
Does he have a brother? Luke? Okay.
Yeah, we'll put them in. Both in.
Yeah.
Are they very white? Big noses? Take them.
I think I Heart Huckabees is funny as shit.
Yeah,
Mark
good.
Wahlberg is funny as fuck. Jason Schwartzman's the character he always plays.
Hey, he's Jason Schwartzman.
That's all he is.
I want to see him.
Jude Law is funny as shit in it.
I want to see him and Michael Cera in a movie. Just so they can play themselves.
Just them, what, reading books?
No, not even that. Like, you know, he's like the action star, but like he got caught up in the moment and like he has to go with them, but he's awkward around the girl he likes.
God, yeah. They're both that.
But honestly, I would watch it because I like those characters.
Him, Michael Cera, and then Jesse Eisenberg comes in and he goes, come on,
but he's
guys,
playing
calm
Lex
down.
Luthor from fucking BVS, where you're like,
rule
wow.
Rule number 23.
Jesus Christ, yeah. Never forget to load your gun. All right, Jesse.
One of my favorite lines is fucking Naomi Watts. She's like, they're like fighting, and Jude Law's like, what the fuck is happening to you? And she's like, you just glass between us, and takes his glasses off. And he's like, what the fuck? And she's like, you can't understand my infinite nature. He's like, yes, I can. Wait, what? No. What does that even mean? And she just starts like crying and runs away. He's like, yes, I can. Wait, no. What does that even mean?
Jude Law is a badass.
Oh, my God.
I love the Young Pope.
Dude.
Or
Jude
Baby
Law
Pope,
is so good
called?
At acting. Young Pope.
Okay.
There's a scene where he's like, where he's talking with Jason Schwartzman, and Schwartzman's like, dude, we're trying to save the marsh and the forest. And he's like, listen, bro, I'm all about the marsh and the forest. Like, sometimes we'll just hop in the rover, put the jet skis on the back, and head up the mountain. I love hiking and stuff. And like, Jason Schwartzman's like, yeah, but like, no, I don't mean, that's like you driving like an SUV up to a mountain to ride wave runners. That's not, And Jude Law's like, I don't get it. What? What's wrong? That's what I'm saying. I love nature.
I wish that he was in more like comedic roles like that, to where he could kind of play like pull
he's
the tappy.
He's great at it.
Because his timing and shit like that is perfect.
Oh, he's fucking great at it.
What's the movie? When I say Jude
Watson?
Law. When I So Watson is what you think of?
Oh, when I think of Jude Law?
Like when I'm like, Jude Law, you're like,
shit.
Not quick.
No, no, no. Because
what's the first movie that, well, Huckabees, obviously.
I mean, I guess it would be I Heart Huckabees for me, because it's
Sherlock.
The one I've probably seen the most.
weirdly enough, Match Point.
Of him? Yeah, see, I haven't seen that enough. Like, I haven't... I haven't seen that once.
I haven't either, but that movie fucking stuck with me like a fucking bad nightmare.
It's a wild movie.
Oh, man.
Closer's another fucked up one.
I've never seen that.
Fuck me, Jude Law. Like, yeah, like, that's probably my most prominent Jude Law...
Yeah, well, Captain Marvel, Fought. Duh.
duh, what a huge, awesome character, duh. Or I would say...
Who knew he was going to be
he's
bad?
He's incredible as Watson.
He is good, yeah. He's very good to play off of with Robert Downey Jr. All right, so what do you give Huckabee's? 10, duh.
Ooh, or Talented Mr. Ripley. Another
That's
good
fair.
One.
Yeah.
Look at 8.5 out of 10. Like,
wow.
Yeah. Like, there's time.
I thought you're going to be higher.
No, just because there are inadequacies to where
no,
I'm like...
No, because you're smoking so much weed. No, I'm kidding.
No, I just... Oh, you're just not as philosophical anymore. No one sits like this rock sits. I've seen it now probably 20 times. So
kind of like
it's
diminishing
burnt
returns.
Out. Like, to where I'm like, oh, yeah. To where, like, I can watch Tommy Boy, but there's parts of Tommy Boy that I'd go... Get past that one character I don't care for as much. Move on to the next great
one. What part
one.
Of Tommy Boy?
Well, probably.
When he pees on the fence, love that part.
No. I would say any scene that has the fucking whiny chick who works the fucking.
Oh, the little one from Chicago Falls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think her voice is annoying. Her character's a bitchy bitchy.
And
bitchy.
I will say, I'd never really see her in like anything else. Like, I wonder
it's
who she
wasn't
was friends
cool,
with.
Dude.
Like, I wonder who she was friends with to get in that production.
She's probably from Cuyahoga Falls.
All right. I watched Rogue One.
No, did you?
Awesome. 10.
Hey, that movie's awesome. So good. Best ending of a Star Wars film besides Empire.
Honestly, one of the best Star Wars movies
it's
ever made.
It's so good. It's stupid.
I'm super stoked that Disney has it, and they're, like, wanting to put the money into, like, let's make all the Star Wars movies we can.
Fuck, Rogue One's good.
I feel like I told you this. I'm not sure, though. But I hope that they treat Star Wars more like a genre of a movie, if that makes sense. Like,
it's its own all right, thing.
Sorry. Not a genre of a movie, but start putting
what are
you, genre.
Hideo Kojima?
Yeah, it's Strand.
Star Wars genre?
Yes, it's Strand Wars.
Yeah.
So more so like instead of treating it like a sci-fi genre, like that's what it is. Just have it be its own world and put other types of genres, romantic comedy. You know what I'm saying? Then you got horror. Imagine a horror Star Wars movie. That would be fucking
but
tight.
But he's saying using the actual places and
like
ships.
So like you have all the settings, this giant universe, but take different like routes.
Like someone gets a lightsaber through their ass, up through their head.
Yeah, that's gay porn.
Turns it on.
Love it. no, but like I guess what I'm saying is that like I hope that they take different routes. Because like when I heard DC was making The Deep.
Yeah.
And that's about like the fucking... That, like, shit from Aquaman that, like, follows him. I think he calls it The Deep, I believe. I like that that's going to be a horror flick. Like, they're taking comic book stuff and making it horror. They're taking Star Wars and making it, like, a comedy. Like, imagine, like, a super bad set in Star Wars.
Spaceballs.
Like, you... No. Yeah. That's a satire.
Same thing.
No. Based off of... It's making fun of it. What I'm saying
but
is that,
I
like...
I don't like light and airy when I think of Star Wars. I like hard and gritty, but I know it's for the kids.
But think about it also... You don't need to make it fucking... You can make it, like, super bad.
They will never, ever have a rated R comedy about Star Wars produced by Star Wars.
Gotta take a look at those warlocks. Like, I mean, like, dude, honestly, it'd be tight. I'm just saying. Like, a horror love story, I'm all in. But, like, not, like, parts of it. Just make a whole movie in that specific genre, just set in Star Wars.
It's a nice dream, you sweet, sweet dreamer.
All right.
My sweet, dreamy boy.
Yeah, go to bed.
Just saying, I'm not going to bed, I'm just going to reality.
Good.
Time to wake up. Mm. Come back. Misa, Dinka. Yusa.
Fuck yourself,
I haven't seen anything else, bro.
All right, Castle Rock. You haven't watched that yet?
No.
Okay, it's incredible. The new season is absolutely bonkers, batshit awesome. It's based off of Misery, Annie Wilkes. It's awesome. I love the fact that they're not like specifically telling you the story that was Stephen King's, because it's very well known. There's obviously already the movie and stuff like that. But there's a lot of like cool tie-ins to like a lot of different shit. But there's also like a typewriter that you hear, and you're like, oh, well, she like... hobbled that writer in Misery. Maybe this is like we're gonna see a flashback of when she did that. No, her father taught her to type because she couldn't read well, and she like learned with the typewriter. It builds on a lot of like the character development in it is incredible.
Is it scary?
It's fucked up. There are scenes when I'm like, oh god, this is hard to watch.
No.
It's tight, dude. The first season is very it bounces so much, and you don't get a resolution at the end. This one seems very more linear.
Jeez.
I love Castle Rock. I think it's a very cool idea to just set things in Steven, like I said about Star Wars.
I know.
Yep. So, Castle Rock right now, dude, 10. I look forward to that coming out weekly.
What's that on?
Hulu. Hulu Original.
Hulu Originals.
Watchmen.
Yeah.
Have you been keeping up with this?
Mm-mm.
Dude, you are fucking up. It is so sick.
I've been playing so hard video games.
Fucking, what's that dude's name? Irons? Jeremy Irons?
Juju Baba?
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Jeremy Irons? Yeah, he plays Ozymandias. Spoilers.
Ozzy.
Ozymandias, I said that wrong. I always read that Ozymandias in the comics, but it's Ozymandias.
Is it?
Yeah. Anyways.
Oh.
He's incredible in it. The whole show is awesome. It starts out feeling like a race war. I think that they're building towards something different, but I love the fact that people are like, I can't be Rorschach for Halloween anymore because I might as well dress up in a KKK uniform.
Is that what they're supposed to be perceived as?
The 7th Cavalry, yeah.
Versus the police that wear masks to just protect themselves.
Yeah. And it's also commentary on, like, now to where, like, cops have to, like, take certain precautions and stuff like that. And, like, are we in a police nation and shit like that? Or is the cops, like, just trying to protect themselves to be able to protect all of us? It's a weird dichotomy, but they built a lot on a lot of things in the Watchmen universe. And it is definitely based after the comics and not the movie. So the big brain alien that, like, gave us, like, I can't remember what they called it, like a psychosis wave?
Yeah, like space AIDS.
Like brain AIDS.
Yep.
That, like, fucking, like, just, like, made people's eyes, noses, and ears bleed and just murdered everyone.
Yeah.
That thing, they show the alien.
Oh. So you just like the giant creature.
There's a fucking flashback where it just, like, it's like I Love New York by Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
And or like New York, and it pulls back like from Jersey all the way across the fucking like little lake,
correct?
Or ocean?
Hudson.
Yeah, Hudson River.
I think I don't know.
You're right. And then it pulls back, and you see like the tentacle, and then it actually shows the whole fucking alien. It's so tight,
just all teeth and eyes.
They're really. It's a brain. It looks like a squid. That's why it's raining squid in the first episode and stuff like that. Because they think it's from an interdimensional thing of like, oh god, it's raining baby aliens.
That's
now.
Dope.
I highly recommend you watch this.
Man,
it's so tight.
It was so boring.
Yeah, you weren't a fan of the first episode. And that fucking first scene, the Tulsa, that's real, too. Do you know that happened?
What?
That Tulsa thing where, like, a whole bunch of white people went to, like, a prospering black town and just murdered all of them? Like,
I don't remember
war style?
That part.
Literally, the first thing you see of Watchmen is that scene.
It was just too much exposition.
Okay, there was none. Literally just
they're
an action
explaining
scene.
Too much stuff.
Right now, I give Watchmen a 10. I absolutely adore it. I think it's great. And I don't think that it's like a social... It is a social commentary, definitely, but it doesn't feel browbeating or anything like that. I also watched...
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wrap it up!
Okay, Iron Man, a little bit of Amazing
little
10.
Bit of.
The Challenge, obviously, I already talked about that. And Flora Bamba Shore. Wow, what a bunch of horse shit people.
What?
Flora Bamba Shore. Josie
Why?
Likes it. And I was sitting there one time, and I'm not going to lie. God,
does it make you feel better about yourself?
Yeah, these people are fucking monsters.
That's why I watched the some of those TLC shows about like my obsession.
Yeah.
I'm eating concrete. Good.
Yeah.
I'm a good
dabs
boy.
I took dabs of detergent, put them on my tongue.
Yeah. I like to eat fucking floor lint, and then I just drool it out into a cake and bake it.
It's not my obsession. It's my strange addiction.
My strange addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something else, like my obsessed life or something,
so,
but
like,
I eat couch.
Floribama, though, is more like Jersey Shore.
Yeah, I know.
With, like, kind of, like, ugly, fat, weirdo people.
Yeah,
like,
bunch of inbred monsters.
But not like, oh, man, like, there's a situation with this fucking abs you could crack an egg on and shit
no,
like that. Like,
eventually, it's just going to be called Hill People.
Honestly, they took like the little girl from
have eyes shit.
The little girl from
Honey
Boo Boo. No, Honey Boo Boo. Honestly, one of them kind of does look like the little girl from Hereditary grown up.
Okay.
But all right, Honey Boo Boo, like all grown up, just trash as hell, going to a shore and partying and like peeing in center councils and horrible weird
correct
shit. That's what it is. It's just watching like someone's life fall apart. Probably like what I looked like, you know, fucking 10 years ago or 3 days ago. Who knows?
No, 10 years.
So, yeah, that's what I've been up to for movies watching. All
Very
right,
cool.
Let's hop into Tessa Tony.
I love it.
We watched Demo Man.
Demolition Man. It's a classic.
I love this movie.
This movie doesn't have faults.
It's
it's weird. It's made perfect.
Do you really feel
it
that way?
It brands itself to 20 years after it was made better than current movies do.
I'm not going to lie.
Its representation of the future is so accurate.
There's not like a moment of this movie where I'm like, oh, that's cheesy.
No.
Other than like the sex simulation scene, I'm like, eh.
It's like, I don't VR need, neural connections
I get
that
but
really
like, I just don't need to see fucking Sandra Bullock with a bunch of colors all over her face.
I know.
I
was like,
about that.
I get it. Like,
it was
he
just
likes to go...
I'm raw dog.
I like to go bear with two backs. I like to go the penguin route. Like all these names for sex. I was like, we get it.
Yeah. The Mamba. Yeah. The shebang bang. I wanted to wake Whoopi.
The like, cock pussy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to jam it in, lady. Give me three seashells.
Where am I supposed to spill my Happy Milk?
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's way good. And Wesley Snipes is wild as hell in this
Hilarious.
Movie.
Dude. And fucking, what's his name? Dennis Leary.
Oh, yeah.
As like this like madman who lives off rats.
Favorite Dennis Leary role?
Favorite Dennis Leary? Oh, probably the ref.
Suicide Kings.
Oh, almost forgot the name. You don't like it so much.
The fucking, the Stingray shoes.
Yeah. His 90s roles are all
dope. It's all of your fish boots. I'm sorry, man. It's a stingray. God damn it.
Stingrays.
All of your fish boots.
The ref is funny just because he plays himself dealing with two normal people.
Yeah.
Like an asshole who's just like, hey, I'm trying to rob you. And these normal people are like.
He is actually probably the weakest part about this movie. About
Demolition
Man.
He is the weirdest little character. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, dude, Stallone is. He is etched out like perfectly.
I'm not gonna lie, top notch. He's actually really good. Like his comedic timing,
he's funny as shit.
Yeah, is perfect.
He plays off of the other actors like Bullock and the Chief and like the nerd Rob Schneider.
Yes,
who's also in Fifth Element.
Yes,
which is
he got a lot of roles for no reason.
It's wild.
Yeah, you look weird and you're kind of recognizable, and for some reason people enjoy you.
Wait, am I thinking Fifth Element? He's not the tweaker that has the hat on. He's the trash guy in Judge Dredd.
Yeah.
It's
right.
Pretty much the same character.
Might as well be.
They're both like tweaker idiots. But in this one, yeah, everyone plays this like wonderful, like charismatic, like what is it? Like super kind. I don't know how I describe it. Like
very
like kindness reigns supreme.
It's almost as if like since like cursing was huge in the 90s, it's like they got away from that. It's a very pure society. It's almost
they
like
don't know what violence
is. It's like Mayberry.
Yeah,
if that's like Andy Griffith,
Pleasantville. Yeah,
exactly.
And like so, when someone's violent, it almost is like too much for them to even comprehend.
So like basically, you take like what the 90s was, ultra violence. That's the first time we really saw it. Like Jesus Christ, this is wild. And then like it's like no, we reverted back to this utopian society, and everything's Taco Bell. They won the fucking food wars and shit like that.
I had no clue when I saw it as a kid that he was cussing the first time a ton of times for comedic effect is what I thought, but I didn't know he then took all of his
toilet
tickets
paper.
And wiped his ass with them.
Yeah, I was like three seashells, huh?
So baller.
Wait, you just caught that this watch?
I think so.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think so.
Man, you were a dumb kid.
Totally. I was eating a ton of paint chips.
Yeah. I just need paint out, let it dry, and then pick it off.
It's just tasty.
Yummy.
It's like a free Dorito.
I honestly, like, Demolition Man, like, has never really diminished, but then again, it's never a movie that I've watched, like, over and fucking over and over and over again. I will say this is a very personal thing and very probably too much information.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember the nude scene in that movie where she like dropped, like she's like, oh hey, I was just wondering, oh my god, wrong number.
Yeah,
like for a split second
paused it.
I burned out a VHS tape.
Burned it.
Yep.
I did that to Starship Troopers when she pulls up her top.
But like Starship Trooper has a whole fucking like
know,
shower scene
and ass and pussy. Yeah.
And like yeah, that's all you want.
But but Diz's boobies were the ones that I was like, pause, rewind. Pause,
she had weird ones.
I had no other thing to put them to.
But I'm saying that like that like blonde
she had
chick
weird ones like as if your tits are great.
Mine are amazing. What do you mean? So yeah, like I definitely burn out that tape.
Great, good for you.
Spilled
good for us.
Put a lot of seed.
Yep. Okay.
All
wonderful.
Right. What do you give
a lot of dirty socks.
Demo Man?
9 out of 10.
Yeah, I think I'll go 9.5.
So tight.
Movie of the week. We saw Stephen King's and Joe Hill's based novel, Joe Hill being a son, In the Tall Grass.
It's not Children of the Corn.
Correct, sir.
Well, it looks like it.
You are right. It is not Children of the Corn.
You're driving down the road. You're driving along. And you stop. And then you hear a voice in the tall grass.
So when you first embark on this journey of a movie, how did you feel?
Bored.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. I was very like...
When did you start to get captivated by it? Did you ever?
50 minutes. 50 to 60 minutes.
Whoa, I am so sorry. I kind of like got a little bit more wrapped in once they started talking about abortions and like fucking like...
Didn't care.
All their weird problems and stuff like that.
I wanted to see the demons.
I will agree with that. And I wish they would spend more time with that. And I bet the book does.
Yeah. The Rock. More about it. More about...
So this is going to be a little bit of spoilers and shit. So, yeah, they hear a kid in the tall grass. They go and find it. It's a brother and sister driving across the country. You don't know why she's pregnant.
Yep.
Assuming that the dad is gone. That's all you really know when you first start it. Hear a kid in the fucking grass next to a church that, like... I can't remember what the fucking sign says, but it's something that, like... leans you into what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like what the sign says. So they go in the tall grass, immediately get lost. They can't find each other. Then you start noticing that.
Oh,
like,
it's called Dystopian Hell Church.
That's it. So then they start walking through the tall grass and you notice that like that things don't add up the way they should.
Mm.
They jump, they see each other, they jump again. They're like fucking 30 feet like further than they were.
Yeah.
They keep looking for this boy. They find other people and shit like that. But it seems like they're fighting inner demons.
Well, yeah, it claims them for like a reason, I think.
So, all right, give me your rundown of what you think the like metaphorical meaning behind the movie is, because there is one for sure.
Oh, but and you know it?
I have a... What's up?
Nothing.
I'm just moving them.
They were clicking.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I have a feeling. I have a thought. I have a hypothesis.
Oh my god. I think it's an allegory for indecision, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, you have to like choose your path in life and not be afraid of the choices you made in the
what
past.
What do you think the Rock
or they'll
is?
They'll haunt you.
This I did look
temptation.
Up. Temptation. Okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
So I read that it's like the opposite of the tree of the
life.
Knowledge of good and evil.
Oh, that's dope.
So the thing that kicked Adam and Eve out.
Yeah.
This one keeps you in.
That's
and
dope.
Makes you feed it.
And there is like a fucking like...
No, it's supposed to be
there's
like...
There's things you can see in the
it's
movie.
It's Satan's fucking rock that he made that like...
God, that makes me hard.
Like if you touch it,
yeah.
Then boom. Like
and it does set you free.
And you're stuck
of
there.
Of worry and of like doubt
yes.
and fear because it comforts you with its power and
in
its lure.
Sense.
So dope.
So then the movie becomes this weird time fucking travel.
Yeah, that's
but,
why I really liked it when they saw The Rock.
Okay, yeah, The Rock was so tight. I really dug that. No, I was like, oh, it's kind of like Chronicle. Maybe they'll get superpowers.
Yeah, they're gonna go into it.
But then, like, you see the ground drop, and you see all the fucking like damned. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And then, like, he's feeding her baby and shit.
Yep.
I was
fucking
like, what the hell?
Dude's crushing brains.
Dude, fucking. It was the guy that played
Hawkeye.
Owl Man. Yeah, not Hawkeye.
Name? It was Owl Man. Is that guy's name?
Yeah, from Watchmen.
I thought it was a bird name.
Night Owl, maybe.
Night Owl.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Owl Man.
Owl Man. I made it with an owl.
I enjoyed it to a degree.
Oh, I could only enjoy it as much as I could see it. And I couldn't see it all the time.
How do you mean?
Because of goddamn darkness.
You felt it was too... Did you turn your brightness?
No, not messing with my screen settings just for one movie that can't get their own settings right. My screen's perfect for everything else.
Why
that
are they
movie
testing
was
it
too
on
bright.
My screen?
That
you
movie
know
was too dark, I mean. I was like... I had one lamp on in the room, and I should have turned it off because apparently that was too much glare.
So I feel like they should have spent more time with The Rock, and like the more so like they're like this thing's been there forever. It's like the center of the center. That was really cool. Maybe this is where Satan fell when he was cast out from heaven to earth.
Yeah,
like that be tight.
I love also the idea that he's like you've already made every choice. Where is there to go?
So that's where that's where my opinion differs is that it's not about indecision. It's about a decision in the fact of like you have to break a cycle.
Yeah.
So her being like scared of having the kid and not having a father. So she goes to give up the kid and stuff like that. And then she keeps making the wrong decision. Like you've been here before. Like you like I'll keep finding you because you're always here.
Yeah. So dope.
So then, like, the kid... So, basically, at the end, it's the father, the rocker boy that was in a band that abandoned her. Oddly enough, he's like, you guys have been gone for 2 months when he sees him.
I like that.
So I wonder if the abandonment was actually him going to look for her, and he always cared about her, and he just, and she thought he dipped.
Dang, dude.
But like the fucking timeline made it seem like to her that he just like left, but he was actually looking for them because they'd been gone so long.
That's cool.
So then he touches the rock, and now he gets the knowledge of how to get out of the tall grass, and then he gives himself up, giving his ultimate sacrifice, and then he isn't like resurrected when he dies because he didn't do what the rock wanted him to do.
Yeah, but he's going to live in the grass forever.
Yeah.
So dope.
It was, dude, honestly, like the end of that movie was good. I will agree with you, though. It is a little boring at the beginning.
Yes, but it got great, and yeah. It got like real like evil, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah. The baby being fed to her was fucked up.
I mean, it's not taking me to the, like, it's not taking to me to my ultimate goal, which is hereditary evil.
I agree.
But
it's, oh my God, I saw Midsommar.
No, oh, dude.
I forgot that I saw
that. I know there was a scene that you were going to really like in that. There's a scene where a guy runs out with his big dick.
Oh, flopping
just
right
flopping
in my
right
face.
In your face.
I'm like, babe, pause. Oh, I burn out the streaming device.
Oh, our gigs are going up.
Oh,
so
dang,
is
did
my
you
dick.
See a little fucking puff of smoke came out of the Roku.
Honey, divert your eyes.
Yeah, I need to jerk off to this dick.
This guy's jogging.
And he's got a pretty decent sized ween.
Towards the camera.
Oh, I love it. Midsommar was very, I was expecting Hereditary.
No.
In the light.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that's what I thought it was going to be.
Welsh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you can see everything.
Gore.
And I'll say, like, the ending was very blah to me. I'm like, okay, cool. She killed, like, her drugged boyfriend that they didn't really have a choice to cheat on her.
It was already over,
Like, he was shitty, and I understand that they were trying to put that card, so he didn't feel bad for him in the end. I still felt bad for him in the
end.
All
he wanted to do was leave.
But, and he basically got roofied and with pussy hair. To fuck some girl while all these old people are smashing their tits together.
And instead of, she would have just been a sacrificial lamb if she wasn't just chosen to be their midsummer like bride.
No, she competed in the competition.
Oh, she danced forever.
Yeah, and then
God,
she got
it.
Yeah.
That scene, I was like, what is this going to
be? Dude, Midsommar was neat and super fucking like on the edge. And the relationship.
Some beautiful shots.
The relationship stuff was so real. Like, he is really good about the horror of like relationships and that type of thing. What I thought was going to be better was like how he did in Hereditary, where he's like, here's an actual thing that exists to people, like as a mythos or as a religion, and now I'm going to show you this, and here's some lady cutting her fucking head off with piano wire, floating, because it's terrifying. Midsommar was not that.
Honestly, also...
It was not bad.
No.
I give it like a 7.
It didn't, I don't think it had as much awe and shock.
And also people were like, this is like the most horrific thing ever. There is such real speak with like her and her anxiety. That was really fucking with Josie. She's like, I struggle with anxiety. Like, I know how like she's feeling and stuff. And like, she's like, this is fucked up.
She needs
like,
to go to that village.
She kills that role. Like that, she was great.
She's wonderful.
She was great. I just feel like the movie could have been... Like, I don't know if like them pissing on the tree was what they got pissed about. And like why they ended up killing them, or
ancestral.
If they are actually culty and they wanted, like,
they were always going to take followers,
but also kill them.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Like it was kind of like
whoever's new.
It was a blurred line in the fact
well,
of like if
the
that
other
dude if
group
that,
didn't,
if that dude wouldn't have pissed on the tree, he probably wouldn't have gotten his face ripped off and all leather faced when that person walked up to him. And then like if the black dude didn't like steal from them, he probably wouldn't have gotten killed. So they're not like a killy cult unless you fuck them over, I guess.
Or you try to stop someone. Like if you try to leave when they don't want you to. But dude, when they were in the little hut with the fucking like stuff all strung up.
So I really wish they would have gone more into like
so metal. Like the yellow building.
The incestual like they have it's almost like a same to the Blue Bloods, which they call like queens and kings because they're from the same bloodline. Yeah. They have the fucking weird ogre person that's like, oh, yeah, that was like fucking nine sisters and brothers deep, that fucked up thing. But he's our speaker.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have like he's like the mask is pulled back
to
the world.
Yeah,
exactly. That was super neat, but it was only touched on a second. And I was like, damn, like I wish they would have gone more into that.
Yeah. Like, what is that more? And
or if it's real
what
more
is it,
so.
Ari Aster? Is that who I think his name is that does these? Ari.
Oh, yeah.
He said that Hereditary was about a family dealing with loss, and Midsommar is more about a person or a like group dealing with breakup, like how a group of people handle separation and like the anxiety of loss.
So almost like she knew it was coming.
Yeah,
the breakup, and then like what you'd wanted, to
how
see,
you'd act,
and
if
what
you knew something was crumbling.
And, yeah, okay, that actually kind of gives me a better
and
feeling
I was like,
about
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, Because yeah. she does make up for kind of her, like, besides her just neuroses.
Because I'm not going to lie, that beginning shot of, like, when she gets a call about her sister and her mom and her dad, like, when, like, Josie and I were watching that pretty loud, and her wailing
yeah.
is terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
That made my skin fucking crawl. So, like, there's amazing moments
she
about
did
the movie.
Good job.
But, like I said, like, the ending was just kind of blah to me.
Yeah.
It was not, dude, Hereditary princess, was yeah. just so fucked up.
I feel like there should have been a juxtaposition for the color of the film. Like, the sky turns red, but, like, you know what I mean? Something that really, because it was always well lit, but, mm-hmm. like, a fucking eclipse. Like, something that really, like, visually astounded you,
yeah.
as opposed to, like, it was something that blended in. She just became part of, the, like, the background.
Yeah.
And was, I was like,
did you notice in the theaters, like, all the flowers moving on mm-hmm. her hair and, yeah. like, the whole background, like, breathing
waving,
and
yep.
stuff like that? Like, when we were watching, Josie's like, this is fucking
I was
fucked
like,
up,
it's
dude.
Fucked up feeling, but, like, not Hereditary, jarring, yeah. gorgeous violence.
I mean, Hereditary, when she's in the corner of the room on the wall, I remember I was watching it with you, and you're like, oh, fuck this.
Mm-hmm.
When
no,
you know,
that bedroom is...
And it took you a minute to see, because you're, like, looking at the character in the bed, you're like, huh. And then I was, like, waiting, because I'd already seen the movie, and I was like, when's he going to see it? When's he going to see it? And you're like, oh, you, no.
That crawling.
Yeah. Which doesn't even look that good, but works
nope.
so well for some reason.
Horrifyingly, yeah. like... immersive.
All right, so Tallgrass, Into the Tallgrass. I definitely think it is worth a watch.
Yeah.
I give it like a 7.
I'll throw it a 6.5.
Yeah, I was going to throw it 6.5, but I was like, you know what? Like, I really did dig like the whole like evil rock aspect. That sold me on it. All right, so we didn't even figure out what we're going to do next week, dude.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, maybe we should just have it be like Relax Fit and surprise them.
All right, sounds good. Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.